Welcome to the Upward Bound series. It's been about 2.5 years since this series began, in March of 2017, with Gideon to Space, and at the time of this writing, it contains about 20 episodes, looking at everything from rockets and space planes to launch megastructures like the orbital ring to some of the things we might do in orbit or on the moon, like beaming energy home or farming in space. In truth, though, the series is a bit older than that. During our first year, we began the megastructure series with looks specifically at some of those launch structures, like the space elevator, skyhooks, and space towers. But this was early in the show, when not only was the audio-visual production very lacking, but I'd taken the common advice of doing episodes shorter. Our first 4 episodes were all well over half an hour long, and everybody knew you weren't supposed to do videos that long, or no one would watch them. Channel regulars know our typical episode these days is usually about 30 minutes, but for a little while in that first year of 2015, I went way shorter, doing a few episodes that were only about 10 minutes long, or even Skyhooks, our record shortest episode that wasn't a channel trailer, at a mere 5 minutes. I soon decided that regardless of if that advice about going short was good advice, it wasn't me and it wasn't the channel. And though I experimented briefly with just talking a lot faster earlier in the second year to try to cram as much content into as short a time as possible, by the beginning of 2017, I'd settled into what the show's format has become and decided it was time to revisit a lot of those topics I'd done earlier on. I'd done those early because they were some of my favorite topics, and they deserved much longer and fuller discussion, and better quality of production, and that's when I decided to do the Upward Bound series. Initially, I'd only meant to do a handful of episodes redoing those megastructures, but then I thought we should first do some explaining why conventional methods weren't really good enough for the sorts of massive throughput of cargo and people we envision for a genuine interplanetary trade economy. Then I felt those existing alternatives and their improvements deserved a look too, so after doing space elevators and skyhooks and mass drivers, we took a pause on megastructures to look at reusable rockets, as well as alternative fuels like metallic hydrogen or atomic engines, before getting back to those active support megastructures, like the launch loop and 100-kilometer-high space towers. I'd planned to end the series from the outset with orbital rings, giving them a full half hour to look at not only the concept of a massive ring circling the planet, but some of their other uses like building artificial worlds. And that was it, for a time anyway. 10-episode series, our longest to date at the time. But then I not only had some additional launch systems I wanted to look at, but some concepts for what we would do in space once we were up there, like power satellites and space stations. That led to more episodes in the series, but also the creation of a new series, Outward Bound, focused more on colonizing our solar system away from Earth, which began with our episode Colonizing Mars, and since become another rather long series itself. I occasionally get asked by folks if I expect to ever run out of topics on the show, and back in the day I did sometimes worry I would. Now, after doing this for 5 years, I always start laughing when it comes up, as, like a hydra, every time I do an episode and get a topic done, 2 more spring up calling out to be written. The future is an inexhaustible topic, and the sky's the limit. Or, as we'll see in the Upward Bound series, the sky is absolutely not the limit. Enjoy!